You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
NBA bets are coming up in a little bit. Who are the Lakers and the Pacers? Really interesting game tonight. Pacers playing great basketball. AD and LeBron both going to play tonight for the Lakers. We'll hit every single NBA game on the board, and we're going to make sure that we hit soccer for you as well with USA against Iran, and we'll give you our hockey bets for tonight. Now, we gave you a side in total for the Steelers and the Colts. I like the Steelers plus the 2.5. Ken telling you like Steelers teaser legs. I like Steelers teaser legs as well. So that's side in total for Pittsburgh and Indianapolis. But now we got to give you some prop bets, or maybe even just one prop bet for Pittsburgh and Indy. I mean, the total's 39.5. I don't know what people are looking for here. So without further ado, it is now time for the prop king to descend down from thy royal throne, to traipse across thy royal purple velvety carpet, over to thy royal balcony to gaze down upon you, the peasants. And hey, peasants, I'm not interested in you going like, oh, why'd you like Tampa in the game yesterday? Didn't you know they were going to lose? Shut up. I'm not interested in hearing it. Love you. Prop King time for the Steelers and the Colts.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your Prop King, Nick Kostos. All hail King Kostos!
All hail King Kostos!
And if you're one of these people that wants to chirp at the Prop King, chirp at Ken Barkley, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, oh, why'd you guys like Tampa? Piss off. I hate your guts. Also, buy our merchandise, YouBetterYouBetShop.com, and rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast wherever you find your podcast. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcast. Yeah, there it is, YouBetterYouBetShop.com. T-shirts, hoodies, crew necks with all your favorite You Better You Bet catchphrases and sayings. I wore my You Better You Bet logo crew neck on the show yesterday on an NFL Sunday. With the way the results went, we'll probably never wear it again. But that's just me and my personal experience. Yours could be very different. YouBetterYouBetShop.com for all the You Better You Bet merchandise. Holidays right around the corner. Just think about this. Is there anything in this world that you, the person listening right now, is there anything in this world that your significant other wants more than a t-shirt that says #RealOnesKnow? I think not. You better you bet shop.com. To the props for tonight. Only one prop. It's kind of been a theme this week, right? Like only like one prop, maybe two props in each game. A lot of crappy games, a lot of low totals. Would kind of say that that's kind of what it should be. 9-8 yesterday on yardage props. Not great. Not terribly exciting. Much like sides went yesterday. Loser. But a couple anytime tutties yesterday. A little Ty Johnson, Elijah Moore, the New York Jets. What a do, baby. The Iceman Mike White cashing some anytime tutties for us yesterday. So I say that to make myself feel better about the losers. So we get to tonight's prop. And it's only going to be one prop for tonight. Now, Jonathan Taylor might go off tonight. Colts have made him the centerpiece of their offense. Jeff Saturday, a former offensive lineman, literally tells you all he wants to do is run the ball and kick. Makes sense. Also, he's awesome. Also, his rushing yards prop is really high, so we're going to stay away from it. Now, the Colts defense this year, for what it's worth, has been really good at limiting production from opposing wide receivers. So what we are looking to do right now is buck trends. Buck trends. I would say a whole lot of that word going on, but I'm afraid I'm going to say something terrible. So we're going to buck that trend tonight with George Pickens. Pickett to Pickens. They're good for at least one long one in this game and a couple of short ones as well. One prop for tonight, George Pickens over 43.5 receiving yards for thy royal Pittsburgh Steelers. And that does it for the props. Buy our merchandise, please. You better you bet shop.com.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect.